Is your self-care really self-sabotage? First off, let me emphasize how much I value and honor the importance of self-care, of taking time off and resting. I believe it to be of the utmost importance, which is why one of the main staples of my work is to have my clients plot in their time off and vacation for the next 12 to 18 months, ensuring that when you begin scheduling out your product launches, your book launches, your sales periods, your creation time, delivery periods, sales, marketing, and advertising, balance is automatically included, because without it, shit hits the fan. I also highly encourage daily and weekly self-care in whatever form suits you. So I think we got that squared out of the way, right? I believe and support self-care full stop. However, there are times when you need to ask yourself if the self-care you're practicing isn't really self-sabotage. Because self-care is way more than the stereotypical women's magazine patriarchal idea of self-care as taking a spa day, getting a massage, or having your nails done. There are times when the most radical act of self-care is not to go and sit, meditate while you burn a candle, work with your crystals or essential oils, and pull a card, but you sit your ass down and write that article, create that course, post that offer, do that live, or send that email. Times when the self-care you seem to crave is an escape, an opportunity for you to flee what your soul is truly calling for. As I like to call it, a mindfuck from your ego saying, oh, indeed, you gotta do this. But first, you need to set up an altar, have a chat with your guides, and do a spread. Pure self-sabotage, because what you truly crave with every fiber of your being is a sustainable business based in heart that supports and nourishes you, and that can sometimes be scary as fuck when you are a mere mortal receiving epic downloads. Because it involves the greatest, immense part of your divine self, many still unknown to you, and that can be scary. It's as simple as that. By acknowledging it, you air it out rather than letting it fester in darkness. And while every business is begun with an idea, a simple thought, then the creation of it involves a whole lot of doing. One is nothing without the other. It is a universal dance between equals. Your divine feminine essence of being, gnosis, intuitive wisdom, and knowledge that pull the idea out of the ether and into consciousness. And your divine masculine essence of doing, building, and creation that from consciousness make it manifest physically within this our world. Now you may be thinking, well, I'm a starseed, I know my blueprint, lineage, and ancestry. I'm a spiritual being in human form, this should be easy. Amazing clients, opportunities, and gigs should be landing at my feet within my field with little or no effort. And I completely agree, Radiant One. It should be. But is it? No. At least not at first. But it will be. Or can be, I should say, if you choose to do the work. Steve Jobs didn't just think Apple to life, he did the work. Martin Luther King didn't just think about his ideas for a changed world, he showed up and he went to work. Doing the work with soul, something that seems to have been completely lost not only in our patriarchal shadow masculine society, but especially also within the whole law of attraction movement, where there seems to be this notion that you need only to think it into life, having completely missed the part where you, once you have the idea, also begin taking the guided steps you are being given. Whether that is reaching out to someone to be on their podcast, sending regular newsletters, changing your office to those that truly call and nourish you, or doing daily lives. Practical, mundane things that you, of course, blend with your special sauce of magic and spirit. Trust me, things can be totally easy and seem to appear out of the blue, but they only do when you acknowledge the calling that you've been given, gain clarity and download it into this third dimension, bringing it into consciousness, and then taking the actual steps of manifesting it through your being and doing. That is when things become easy, when you flow from one thing to the next without resistance, and when clients, opportunities, and gigs land at your feet. When you are ready to experience and welcome them without resistance. Because resistance is simply what you are experiencing with the notion of quote-unquote things should be easy. It's an energetic boundary, and you've come up against the barrier of your current state of being. Notice I say current state, which is not your eternal state, which we both know is infinite. Your current state is simply what you are currently able to hold space for within your being. As you expand that from within, your ability to hold space for more does too, and the expansion of your business ensues. You may find yourself nodding your head through this article, and then comes the thought, oh, but I should find the root cause so I can heal it, which is yet another mindfuck from the ego leading you away from the one thing that will heal not only the root, but create complete transformation, which is doing the work. I say this only because I am assuming that you, my darling Radiant One, having found your way here into my circle, have done a shit ton of eternal work. So much, in fact, that your divine feminine is craving an outlet for all of her brilliance and magnificence. If you don't allow her to marry your divine masculine essence, she will begin a downward spiral of discontent and dissatisfaction, letting your shadow aspects once again run amok. It's time, Radiant One, and you're ready for it. In the comments on this article, please share your biggest revelation about self-sabotage showing up as self-care for you. Also, if you would like to explore how working with me will serve you in the expansion and growth of yourself and your business, please check out the option for my spiritual business mentoring, either in one of the form of one-on-one work or in form of my mastermind, The Magdalene Rising, at mariaestella.com/SBM.